Thank you so much. Good morning, everybody.
God morgen, alle sammen.
We are making history this morning.
Vi skal være med og gjøre historie denne formiddagen.
Because it is my first time to preach in a Norwegian church.
For dette faktisk for min del første gang som jeg preker I en norsk menighet.
Yeah, that ja. Is history.
Så det historie. Det historisk allerede.
Yesterday we were part of this wonderful conference.
I går var vi del av konferansen der sånn med Estlandhjelpen.
But I never preached in a church service yet in Norway.
Men jeg har altså ikke prekt I en gudstjeneste I en kirke I Norge.
So out of all the churches, God chose your church.
Så ut av alle kirker I hele Norge så valgte Gud denne menigheten. Amen.
Oh, I'm delighted to be here. Very honored to be here.
Och det är en glädje för mig verkligen att vara här och jag känner mig beärad I det att vara här.
Meeting yesterday Pastor Eric.
Igår fick jag möta Pastor Erik.
He's a good man.
Han är en god man.
Has a great heart for missions.
Har ett stort hjärta för mission.
That's what all I heard about and
shouldn't be no secret for this group here. So
yeah, I'm just really repeating this. And of course he's been working in Pärnu.
Vi har ju varit I Pärnu med menigheten, hade ett
ungdomsteam
som var där.
Pastor Sven who I know very well.
Var samma med Pastor Sven som han känner väldigt gott.
And I know he is one of the best translators, interpreters in this side of Norway.
Sven is?
No, you. Oh. You.
Ja, han säger att jag tolkar relativt grejt.
In one church I know an American preacher came. It was in a rural area in a small village somewhere.
Det var en amerikaner som kom och skulle besöka en menighet I ganska sån avlägsliggande lite område.
And of course somebody local was translating, was interpreting.
Det var en lokal person som då skulle tolka detta här.
And at the end of the service elderly lady, one of the babushkas came up to the pastor.
Och vid avslutningen av gudstjänsten så var det en av de äldre damerna, en sån babushka, en sån ordentlig ryskreise.
And she said, "It was a great preaching this morning."
Hon sa det var god förkynnelse I förmiddag.
Except this American was interrupting all the time.
Men den här amerikanern, han förstyrrade den här talaren vår hela tiden, jag skönner inte varför.
So I have a good interrupted this morning.
Ordet forstyrre og oversette, det på engelsk noe som går om hverandre, så han sier jeg har en som forstyrrer meg I formiddag, sier han.
And your pastor certainly has a big heart and full of faith to allow this Estonian boy to come here this morning.
Ja, deres pastor har helt åpenbart da, et stort hjerte og et hjerte fullt av tro som tillater denne estiske pastor til å preke I formiddag.
And I also want to thank Øystein and Kate for having me here in Norway.
Selvfølgelig så takker jeg også Øystein og Kate for at dere har hatt meg her I Norge denne helgen.
And I bring you greetings from Estonian Christian Pentecostal Fellowship.
Og så bringer jeg dere hilsener da fra det estiske pinsefellesskapet.
I do pastor a church in Pärnu.
Jag är pastor för en menighet I Pärnu.
And I also oversee seven other churches in western area.
Men jag har också tillsyn med flera kyrkor I det västliga området av Estland.
And I of course lead the men's ministry as well.
Och leder också mansarbete där.
I did get saved at the age of 17.
Jag blev frälst vid 17 års ålder.
I'm 41 today.
Nu är jag 41.
And I hadn't seen a Bible before I was 17.
Och jag hade aldrig sett en bibel för jag blev 17 år.
Never heard the gospel until I was 17 years old.
Hade aldrig hört evangeliet för när jag blev 17 år gammal.
Communist did the work so well that I did not even know anybody who would believe in God.
Kommunisterna gjorde sitt arbete så gott I Estland på den tiden att jag kände inte någon som var en kristen en gång.
I grew up and did not know about the gospel much at all.
Så jag växte upp utan att ha något kännskap till evangeliet I det hela tatt.
But then my classmate, he got saved.
Men så var det en I klassen min som blev frälst.
He was the guy I had gone to party and things like that done before.
Det var en karl som jag hade varit ute och festat med tidigare.
All of a sudden he was different.
Plötsligt så blev han annorlunda.
And of course I was interested.
Och jag blev väldigt intresserad
av vad som hände med honom.
Radikala förändringen var som hade skett med honom.
And first I wanted to prove to him that there was no God.
Så det första jag ville pröva och det var att övertyga honom att det inte fanns någon gud.
You know the poor guy was brainwashed and I had to help him out.
Den stackars gutten var ju blivit hjärnevasket och jag måste hjälpa honom på väg igen.
But at the end of 3 hours of talking
Och efter 3 timmars samtal
I wasn't able to rob away his faith.
Så klarte ikke jeg å stjele hans tro.
Instead, I had become a believer myself.
Isteden ble jeg en troende som et resultat av det.
Because that's the power of the gospel.
Det kraften I evangeliet.
And just a few days later, I went to church first time.
Noen få dager senere så gikk jeg til kirke for første gang.
Immediately felt that God called me to the ministry.
Kjente med en gang at Gud kalte meg til tjeneste.
And a little later, I was connected with Dr. Ed Cole.
Og litt senere ble jeg da kontaktet med Ed Cole.
And of course. I did meet him later on in the United States of America.
Och jag mötte han då vid flera gånger också I USA.
And began to lead the men's ministers also in Estonia.
Och började då leda mansarbete I Estland.
Now one of the things Dr. Cole taught me.
En av de tingene som Dr. Cole undervisste meg om.
Was that failure is not the worst thing in life.
Är att det att misslyckas, det är långt från det värsta som
But
kan ske där.
But quitting is.
Men att sluta och göra någonting, det är det värsta som kan ske.
You don't drown because you fall under the water.
Du drunknar inte för att du kommer under vatten.
You drown because you stay under the water.
Du drunknar för att du slutar och kämpa emot.
So God calls us to get up again.
Slik att Gud kallar oss till att resa oss hela tiden.
If you remember that movie Rocky.
Jag vet inte om du husker filmerna om Rocky.
The fighter.
Den boxaren.
And when his trainer was dead.
När tränaren hans döde.
And he was fighting there.
Och han kämpat.
In one of those, you know, one of those fights.
I en av dessa kamperna han gick.
He was knocked down.
Han blev slått ned.
And then he's all fuzzy and you know fainted almost.
Var helt sån I svime.
And his trainer appears in you know like a ghost to him.
Och så kommer tränaren hans till han akkurat då som ett sån spökelse eller en ond som kommer till han.
And his trainer says, "Get up, bum. There's one more round."
Och han tränaren säger till han, "Kom då upp av rumpa di. Det är en runda till."
So God has called us to not give up and go on.
Så Gud kallar oss till att inte ge upp men att gå vidare.
I would ask you, pastor, to read a scripture for us from the book of Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 13.
Vi ska ta och läsa från 1 Korinthierna 10:13.
Just please read it to people. Yes, sir.
Det ikke kommet over dere noen fristelse som ikke menneskelig. Gud trofast. Han skal ikke la dere bli fristet over evne, men han skal sammen med fristelsen også sørge for en vei ut, slik at dere kan være I stand til å bære det.
Amen. It was good Amen. Sounding scripture.
Låt riktig I det.
Now people which succeed in this life.
Mennesker som lyckas I detta livet.
Are not necessarily most talented or with the best abilities.
Är inte nödvändigtvis de som har bäst talenter eller mest egenskaper.
But those people are most committed to their cause.
Men det de som mest övergett till sin sak.
And they never give up.
Och som aldrig ger upp.
Even if they fail.
Selv om de misslykkes.
They don't look at the failure as final.
Så ser man ikke på det å misslykkes som en endelig misslykkenhet.
They don't take it personally.
Og man tar det ikke personlig.
They will learn from it.
Men de velger å lære fra det.
Get up again.
Reise seg opp igjen.
And go at it again.
Og gi gass en gang til.
And you know, in life, always something comes against you.
För du vet att I livet vårt så är det alltid något som går emot dig.
As soon as you start the new project,
så fort du börjar ett nytt projekt,
God speaks to you about something.
Gud talar till dig om något.
I want you to go to that Canaan land.
Jag vill att du ska gå till Kanaan.
And you know that's just a good place to go.
Det löfteslandet, det är ett gott sted.
And then just to discover there are giants looking at you.
Så upptäcker du när du kommer dit, där är det kämpar I massvis.
With hungry faces.
Med hungriga ansikt.
And you know there are always things that happen.
Du vet att det är alltid ting som sker.
Our bishop Mart Vahi.
Our bishop who?
Mart Vahi was his name.
In Estonia.
That's correct.
Oh, ja, de hade en biskop I Estland som heter Mart Vahi.
He received from God a vision to start a village of hope.
Han fick en vision från Gud att han skulle starta en hoppets landsby.
To rehabilitate alcoholics and drug addicts.
Där man skulle rehabilitera alkoholiker och narkomaner.
He went to his forest.
Och så gick han till sitt område.
Walked around the area he wanted to start the village.
Han gick runt ett område där han önskade att starta den landsbyn.
He was quite sure God wanted him to do it.
Han var helt säker på att Gud ville att han skulle göra detta.
Well, the very next day.
Men nästa dag.
He was riding his horse.
Så satt han på hästen och rei.
And his horse hit him in his face.
Och hästen slog han him. Eller sparkade han i ansiktet.
He lost his left eye.
Han miste vänstra öje.
His old jaw was shattered.
Hela käven blev knust.
Barely made it alive.
Det var så vitt han överlevde.
But you know he never gave up.
Men han gav aldrig upp.
He's just building this village of hope now today.
Nu idag håller han på att bygga upp denna landsbyn.
And the whole work has touched whole country of Estonia.
Och detta arbete har berört hela Estland.
Our ministers, social ministers go there to check things out.
Vår socialminister, han reste dit för att undersöka detta stället.
Secular television has honored him twice for his achievements.
Världslig television har beärat han två gånger med hederspris för detta arbete.
Top people of Estonia go to that village.
Toppledarna i Estland reser till den
landsbyn. They support him.
De stöttar honom.
Everybody wants to be his friend now.
Alla vill vara vänner med honom.
But you know, he never gave up.
Men det är för att han aldrig gav upp.
And many do give up and never try again.
Och likväl så är det många som ger upp och aldrig prövar igen.
But I believe we should have an attitude.
Jag tror vi bör ha en hållning.
Even if pursuing this goal takes whole my life.
Selv om det å uppfylla detta målet vill uppta hela mitt liv.
I'm committed to go after it.
Så jag övergett till att förfölja det.
You know, I look at the heroes of faith.
När vi ser på troens helter.
Even in the book of Hebrews.
I Hebreerbrevet för exempel.
Where the Bible says that they committed to a goal but never received the actual promise.
Där det vi läser om det är att de var övergett till att nå till målet, men de kom aldrig fram till löftets mål.
And I do believe that God is interested in us reaching out to that goal.
Så tror jag Gud är intresserad att vi ska sträcka oss till att nå det målet.
You know, God is not looking us being perfect.
Gud ser inte efter om vi är fullkomna.
But he does like when we strive for perfectness.
Men han älskar att vi sträcker oss mot det fullkomna.
This striving.
Att vi sträcker oss.
This desire to be better.
Önskar om att bli bättre.
Working at it.
Och arbeta med.
Never giving up.
Vid att man aldrig ger upp.
I don't care what a guy is fighting with or struggling with.
Jag bryr mig inte om vad en kar liksom kämpar med och sliter med.
If I see that he's trying.
Så länge jag ser att han prövar.
He's getting up one more time.
Han reiser sig en gång till.
I'm willing to work with him.
Då är jag villig att jobba med honom.
So this is what God is looking in us.
Och det här är det Gud ser efter i oss.
Not that we had failures and we didn't make it and things were slow to come to pass.
Inte att vi misslyckas, att vi inte får det till, att det tar tid för vi inte får det till.
But to be determined to go on.
Men att vara beslutsam i att gå
vidare. And not to give up.
Och inte ge upp.
I'm sure you've had lots of dreams and goals even for this last year.
Jag är helt säker på att du har haft både drömmar och mål för detta sista året.
And maybe some of those didn't come to pass yet.
Och det är möjligt att en del av de inte gick i uppfyllelse.
But sometimes the greatest testimony.
Men av och till så är de bästa vittnesbuden.
Is for you to say, I'm still here.
Det är att kunna säga, jag håller fortsatt på.
You know, lots of bad things have happened.
Ja, det har skett massa vanskliga ting.
Waves came together above my head.
Det var vågorna slog över huvudet på mig.
Storms flew right by me.
Stormarna raste runt
mig. I'm still here.
Jag är fortsatt här.
Devil, I'm still here.
Djävulen, jag är fortsatt här.
That's a good testimony.
Det är ett gott vittnesbud.
The other thing I believe.
Det andra jag tror.
Is God is sometimes even more interested in the process than for us achieving the purpose.
Är att Gud ofta är mer intresserad i att vi är i processen än att vi når målet.
The purpose makes us moving.
Hensikten har med bevegelse att göra.
But the process changes us.
Men processen är det som förändrar oss.
We'd like to receive the promise.
Vi vill gärna ha löftena.
Achieve the purpose.
Uppnå målet.
But we don't like the process to get there.
Men vi liker inte processen för att komma dit.
Fighting those giants.
Kämpa med dessa stora giganterna.
You know, dealing with difficulties.
Och ha med vanskligheter att göra.
Problems and people.
Problematiska människor.
None of them are here, of course. I in another church, I mean.
Ingen av dere her som av den typen der, som det andre mennesker det vi snakker om.
And all that stuff.
Ikke sant? Alle disse tingene.
But you know, without the process.
Men uten prosessen.
One cannot achieve the goal.
Så kan du ikke nå målet.
You cannot pay the price.
Du kan nok kan ikke betale prisen.
And in that process.
For at I prosessen.
Many are tempted to give up.
Så det mange som fristet til å gi opp.
And I believe that God divinely orchestrates all of our lives.
Jeg tror at Gud på guddommelig vis tilrettelegger våre liv.
But that doesn't necessarily mean that nothing bad ever happens to us.
Men det betyr ikke det samme som at det ikke skjer vanskelige ting med oss.
But it does mean that God is well able to take even negative things.
Men det betyr at Gud mer enn I stand til å ta selv de negative tingene.
And use to bring you to his perfect plan.
Og bruke disse til å være med å føre deg inn og gjennom til sin fullkomne plan.
God is so much ahead of the devil.
Du skjønner, Gud, in this game. Han så langt foran djevelen I alt det som har med våre liv
You know, take out of the life of Jacob.
Ta Jakobs liv for eksempel.
His hateful, murderous brother.
Hans hatfulle, morderiske bror.
And Jacob would have never, gone away to be with Laban.
Men Jakob hadde aldri reist til å være sammen med Laban.
He never fled home, you know.
Han hadde aldri flyktet hjemmefra.
If he never met Laban.
Hvis han ikke hadde møtt Laban.
He would not have met His two daughters.
Så hadde han aldri fått møte døtrene til Laban.
Who he married.
Som han giftet seg med.
Leah and Rachel.
Leah og Rachel.
If he had never met those ladies.
Hadde han aldri møtt disse to.
We would not have 12 sons of Jacob.
Så hadde du ikke hatt Jakobs 12 sønner.
The forefathers of Israeli tribes.
Som var Israels forfedre.
If Jacob had not been deceived by Laban,
hvis Jakob ikke hadde blitt lurt av Laban,
he would not have worked another 6 years.
Så hadde han ikke arbeidet 6 ekstra år.
If he never worked for another 6 years,
hadde han ikke gjort disse 6 ekstra årene,
the flock of Laban would not have been transferred to Jacob.
Så hadde Labans sin dyreflokk aldri blitt overført til Jakob.
If Jacob going home had not had the flock of Laban, you know, this treasure.
Og da hadde ikke Jakob fått med seg denne store skatten fra Laban.
He would not have had a place to take the gift for Esau.
Og da hadde han ikke hatt noe sted eller en gave å gitt for Esau.
And a piece is anger.
En gave som han skulle gi til Esau for å gi han fred for det sinne som Esau hadde.
As he was coming with 400 warriors.
For at Esau kom imot han med 400 krigere.
To wipe away and out Jacob and all his descendants.
For at han skulle utslette Jakob og hele hans etterlevnad.
Who could orchestrate all of that?
Hvem kunne ha tilrettelagt og forberedt alt det der?
How could you imagine?
Kan du forestille deg?
God taking betrayal of Joseph's brothers.
At Gud tar dette bedraget som brødrene til Josef sto bak.
For Joseph to be sold as a slave.
Slik at Josef ble solgt som slave.
Happened to go to Egypt.
Tilfeldigvis havnet han I Egypten.
Be sold to Potiphar's house.
Tilfeldigvis solgt til Potiphar's hus.
Then through the false accusation.
Og så gjennom falske anklager.
Joseph ending up in prison.
Ender han opp I fengsel.
Meeting certain people there.
Ved å møte spesielle mennesker der.
Who later introduced Joseph to Pharaoh.
Som senare skulle introducera Josef till farao.
And though Pharaoh had a dream, though Joseph had a dream.
Och selvom Josef hade en dröm.
Pharaoh had the ability to finance that dream.
Så var det farao som hade egenskapen till att finansiera verkliggörelsen av drömmen.
And Joseph was able to feed and keep alive his family.
Och Josef kunde ge näring till sin familj.
Take those negative things out of Joseph's life.
Ta disse negativa tingene ut av Josefs sitt liv.
And he has no business to be in Pharaoh's court.
Och han har ingenting I faraos hus att göra.
Take Goliath out of David's life.
Ta Goliat ut av Davids liv.
He's a regular shepherd boy.
Och han är en vanlig hyrde.
Nothing to write about him.
Ingenting att skriva om då.
You know, take out of the life of Jesus.
Ta ut av Jesus sitt liv.
The betrayer Judas.
Judas sitt bedrag.
And you would not have death.
Då hade du inte haft död.
And not resurrection.
Och heller ingen uppståndelse.
And we would not be here.
Och vi hade inte varit här.
God can use even bad things for our good.
Gud brukar till och med de dåliga tingena och gör något gott ut av det I våra liv.
So never give up.
Därför ge aldrig upp.
When you know, we all feel sometimes the desire and temptations to give up.
Alla känner vi fristelsen och önskan om att ge upp.
I mean Elijah.
Elias.
After great victory.
Efter stor seger.
You know, he ran when Isabel was threatening him
one day. Jezabel truet han en dag.
fell down at the tree.
Så flyktet han og ble sittende under et tre.
Wanted to commit suicide.
Og ville ta livet av seg.
He said, God, kill me.
Han sa, Gud, ta livet av meg.
I'm no better than my fathers.
Jeg ikke noe bedre enn mine forfedre.
You could say he was tempted to give up, would you?
Fristet kanskje til å gi opp, virker det som.
David got tired.
David ble lei.
He said, Saul's going to kill me one day anyway.
Saul kommer til å drepe meg en dag uansett.
I better join Philistines.
Så det like greit jeg overgir meg til filisterne.
You know, Peter went back to fishing.
Peter gikk tilbake til å fiske.
After Jesus was dead.
Etter at Jesus var død.
You know, he was giving up.
Han ga opp.
A lot of people want to give up.
Det mange som vil gi
opp. We all tempted to give up.
Alle fristet til det.
Great men of God were tempted to give up.
Store, flotte Guds menn
har vært fristet. But those who never give up.
Men de som aldri gir opp.
Reached their goals.
Det de som når målet.
They fulfilled the destiny.
De fullfører hensikten.
So never give up.
Så gi aldri opp.
Why do people want to give up?
Hvorfor vil mennesker gi opp?
Well, there's many reasons.
Det mange grunner til det.
Like fear.
Frykt, for eksempel.
Maybe I fail.
Kanskje jeg mislykkes.
I better give up now.
Det like greit å gi opp med en gang.
You know, maybe doubts.
Kanskje tvil.
Should I do it?
Skal jeg gjøre det?
You know, nothing happens.
Men skjer jo ingenting allikevel.
Maybe I should stop.
Nei, jeg gir opp.
You know, I'm fasting, but nothing happens.
Jeg har fastet nå, det har ikke skjedd
en ting. Here.
Jeg har bedt,
I'm standing in faith here.
Jeg har stått I tro her.
I'm witnessing to my daughter.
Jeg har vittnet til datteren min og til min sønn.
They don't come to church at all.
De kommer ikke til kirken
allikevel. I'm wasting my time.
Nei, jeg kaster bort tiden.
Just give up.
Nei, jeg gir opp.
No, don't give up.
Gi opp.
Your victory may be behind the corner.
Fordi at seieren like rundt hjørnet.
The reason may be low self-esteem.
Det kan være lavt selvbilde.
Oh, you know, we like grasshoppers. Those look like giants.
Vi som grasshopper, de som kjemper.
Well, let not just go there at all.
Nei, det bedre ikke gå der I det hele tatt.
You know, and you give up and you miss your Canaan land.
Og så gir man opp og går glipp av sitt løftesland.
It may be comparison.
Det kan være at man sammenligner seg med andre.
I'm sure somebody else will do it better than I do.
Nei, det noen andre som kan gjøre det mye bedre.
I give up, you know.
Nei, jeg gir opp.
Why should I do this?
Hvorfor skal jeg drive med dette her?
So many other talented people.
Det jo så mange andre talentfulle mennesker.
Maybe Peter memories from the past.
Kanskje man har minner fra fortiden. Dårlige minner.
You heard about the elephant.
Du har hørt om elefanten.
Tied up with a very small fragile cord.
At elefanten når han ung, så han bundet fast bare med en liten svak egentlig tau.
But those circus elephants were trained as young elephants.
Men disse cirkuselefantene, de jo trent som unge.
Bound to the big post with a big chain.
Der var de bundet med en svær kjetting og en svær påle I bakken.
They pulled and pulled.
Og de prøvde å dra seg løs på den tiden.
And eventually in their mind they make a decision.
Slik at I tanken sin så tar de en bestemmelse.
I'm bound, I cannot get away from here.
Jeg bundet av denne svære kjettingen
her. And they gave up. Pulling.
Og så gir de opp og prøver å dra seg fri.
So later it just took a little thread.
Slik at senere når de voksne så skal de bare ha en liten tau som der.
You know, God, devil can use a little thread eventually.
Djevelen han kan til slutt bare holde deg fast I en liten tråd.
Little fear.
Bare litt grann
just to control it.
Akkurat nok til å kontrollere.
No actual threat. No actual attack.
Det ikke noe ordentlig angrep, det ikke noe ordentlig motstand
just
egentlig.
A fear of
bare
attack.
Frykten for motstand.
You know, don't let that happen to you.
Ikke la det skje deg.
And it may be different things why people want to give up.
Og det kan være mange forskjellige grunner også til at folk gir opp.
But I do believe.
Men jeg har tro på.
That God, you know, even sometimes when there are closed doors.
At Gud av og til når dørene lukket.
Things don't go as you want
to. Når ting ikke går som man vil.
Those closed doors may be for your benefit.
Så disse lukkede dørene noen ganger også for din til fordel for deg.
It may mean that God is keeping you for something better.
Det kan hende at det fordi at Gud sparer deg til noe enda bedre.
Maybe you're waiting for something to open up.
Kanskje du venter på at en dør skal åpnes.
Maybe you're not ready for it
Kanskje
yet.
Kanskje ikke du klar for det riktig enda.
Maybe your time hasn't come yet.
Kanskje din tid enda ikke har kommet.
You know, I had a plant in my home.
Jeg hadde en plante hjemme.
It was all dried up and
den var helt uttørket.
I told my mom.
Jeg sa til mora mi.
Let's throw it out.
Nå hiver vi den ut.
This is dead or something like that.
Ja, jo, den ser jo død ut. Jeg ferdig med
mom
den.
Mom said, no, it's not in its season yet.
Men mor, hun sa da at nei, det ikke sesongen enda for den planta.
I like plants.
Jeg liker planter.
In my home.
Hjemme.
But I don't know how to handle them.
Men jeg vet ikke hvordan jeg skal håndtere de.
So my mom has to tell me.
Så mora mi har fortalt meg en del.
So she said, no, it's time hasn't come yet.
Hun sa, nei, denne plantens tid ikke kommet enda.
And 4 months later.
4 måneder
senere. He went green again.
Så var den grønn igjen.
Started to blossom.
Og begynte å blomstre.
So it may be.
Det kan være.
That your season hasn't come yet.
At din sesong ikke har kommet enda.
Your season of greatest fruitfulness hasn't come
at
yet.
At din sesong med største fruktbarhet har ikke kommet
enda. If you looked at Moses.
Hvis du ser på Moses.
At the backside of the desert.
Nå på ute I baksiden av ørkenen.
Shoveling sheep dung.
Där han står där och så måker sauemøkk.
You look at just one scene of his life.
Ser du bara ett bild av livet hans?
And make a decision about this man.
Och tar en beslutning utifrån det ene bildet.
And you say this man of God has fallen forever.
Och tänker ja, denne mannen han har fallit för alltid.
God's finished with him.
Gud är färdig med han nu.
He's given up.
Han har gett upp.
Why look at one scene only?
När du ser bara ett bilde.
You cannot jump into movie theater.
Så kan du inte få någon film ut av det.
In the middle of the film.
För att det mitt I filmen.
Take one look.
Ta ett bilde.
And decide about the movie.
Och bestäm dig om hela filmen är sån.
Look at the end and see what really happens.
Nej, du måste se helt till slutet för att se vad som verkligen
sker. Don't decide about your life according to what happens to you right now.
Inte ta beslutning om vad som är I tillfället I ditt liv för det som är nu.
God gets through with you.
Vänt till Gud är färdig med dig.
God hasn't given his best yet.
För han har inte gett sitt bästa ända.
Best is yet to come.
För det bästa är fortsatt för dig.
I believe it for you.
Jag tror det för dig.
I believe it for myself.
Och jag tror det för mig själv.
I believe it for this man.
Jag tror det för Erik.
Amen.
Amen.
Halleluja.
Halleluja.
I've learned this, you see.
Jag har lärt mig det där, skönner du.
You know, for Ruth.
For Ruth.
Her door closed with a big slam.
Hennes dør lukket seg med et big, stort smell.
When her husband died.
Da mannen hennes døde.
Mother-in-law's husband died.
Sviger...
Naomi's.
Naomi's, altså svigerfar døde.
And you know, that door was closed.
Så døren var lukket.
It was bitter.
Det var bittert.
But she went with Naomi, Naomi back to... Israel.
Men Ruth gick med Naomi tillbaka till Israel till Juda.
And you know, God changed things around.
Och så ändret Gud ting.
She met this rich man Boaz.
Hon mötte den rike mannen Boaz.
They got married.
De giftet sig.
Gave birth to a son,
Fick en
Obed.
Son som heter Obed.
Who became the grandfather of David.
Obed blev bestefar till David.
And Ruth ended up in the lineage of Jesus himself.
Och Ruth ender upp I Jesu släktstavle.
Being a Moabite herself.
Själv var hon alltså Moabit.
How can God take bad things?
Hur kan Gud ta de dåliga
tingen? And make something good
out of them. Och göra något gott ut av det.
So don't give up.
Så ge inte upp.
Wait until the very end.
Men vänt helt till du är färdig.
Let God finish the work he started.
Låt Gud få fullföra det arbete han har begynt.
Don't decide on the phase of slavery or imprisonment.
Ta inte beslutningen utifrån slaveri eller fängelsetid.
Maybe your brothers betray you.
Kanske bröderna har bedratt dig.
Your fellow prisoners forget about you.
Kanske dina medfanger har glömt dig.
You know the Potiphar's wife accuses you.
Det kan vara en Potiphar's hustru som anklagar dig.
Even those things can be used by God.
Selv de tingene kan Gud bruke.
Trust God.
Ha tillit til Gud.
You know, I was in a church back in Parno.
Jeg var I en kirke I Parno.
And that church had a new pastor come in.
Kirken hadde en ny pastor som skulle komme inn.
And we were ministering back then in the church.
Og vi tjenestegjorde der I menigheten.
This new pastor was different.
Men denne nye pastoren var annerledes.
He never allowed any of us to do anything.
Han hadde aldri tillatt oss å gjøre noen ting.
He did a one-man show.
Det var liksom bare han og ingen annen.
So I ended up in another church.
Så på grunn av det så hamnet jeg I en annen kirke.
This door closed.
För den dörren som jag upplevde var lukket.
God rerouted me.
Och så Gud omdirigerade min resa.
That pastor of that church.
Pastorn I den menigheten.
Asked me to take over the church.
Han spurte om jag kunde ta över kyrka.
And a few months later he died.
Och någon månad senare så döde han.
I then joined the Estonian Christian Pentecostal Fellowship.
Och så blev jag med där I Estlands kristna pinsfellesskap.
And here I am today doing what I'm doing.
Och idag så är jag liksom där jag är och gör det jag håller på med.
All because one closed door.
Allt för att en dörr lukket sig.
Made me to look for another door.
Slik att jag måste se till en annan dörr.
God never called us to break down doors.
Gud har aldrig kallat oss till att knusa dörrar.
He said knock.
Han sa bank på.
And somebody else will open.
Och det är någon andra som vill.
If you don't open.
Hvis det ikke det åpner seg,
well, go for another door.
Så finn en annen dør.
Or maybe that will open later on in life.
Eller kanskje den andre døren, den første døren, åpner seg senere
But
I
don't
livet.
Let failure to stop you.
Men la ikke mislykkenhet stanse deg.
Now let me finish with this.
La meg avslutte med følgende.
There were some people
det en del mennesker
who failed,
som mislyktes,
but never gave up.
Men som aldrig gav upp.
Like Wright brothers who invented the flying machine.
Som disse her brødrene Wright, de som oppfant flymaskinen.
They failed so many times.
För de misslyktes så många gånger.
Almost got themselves killed.
De höll på att bli dräpt I hela processen med det.
Their father being a pastor.
Deras far var en pastor.
Said sky is not a place for man to fly but for angels.
Och faren deras sa Skyene eller himlen, det ikke et sted der menneskene være. Det for englene.
I'm sure the father had a good heart.
Han hadde sikkert et godt hjerte.
But he was wrong, right?
Men han tok feil, ikke sant?
Wright brothers never gave up.
For disse brødrene Wright, de ga aldri opp.
And Friday I was able to fly over here. Thank God.
Fredag så kunne jeg fly hit. Takk Gud for det.
Henry Ford.
Henry Ford.
His father.
Hans far.
I've read his autobiography.
Jeg leste biografien hans.
He wanted Henry Ford to be an agricultural man.
Han ville at Henry Ford skulle bli en jordbruker.
But small Henry liked machines.
Men lille Henry, han likte maskiner.
And Henry, when he went into business,
og når han begynte I forretningslivet,
he failed three times.
Så mislyktet han tre ganger.
Went from bankruptcy.
Og ble gick konkurs
but he never gave up
men han ga aldrig upp
and eventually he put the whole world on wheels
och till slut så har han alltså placerat hela världen på hjul
I'm sure there's some Ford cars here in Norway as well
jag är säker den han Ford här I Norge också
okay Abraham Lincoln
Abraham Lincoln
went to a war as a captain
han gick till krig som kapten den rangen han hade
returned as a private
men kom tillbaka från krigen som en menig.
Failed in a business.
Misslyktes I förretningslivet.
Then his fiance died.
Och hans förlovade döde.
Did not make it as a lawyer.
Han lyckades aldrig att få det till som en advokat.
Went to politics.
Han gick in I politiken.
And lost at the first election to the public office.
Och tappade det första valget för att bli valt till en annan offentlig tjänst.
Lost again at the election to get into Congress.
Tappade det nästa valget för att komma in I kongressen.
Lost at the election to the public office again.
Och tappade igen avstämningen för att komma in I offentlig tjänst.
Then lost again at the Senate election.
Och så tappade han igen I valget in I senaten.
1856.
I 1856.
Lost at the election for vice president.
Så tappade han valget för att bli vicepresident.
And in 1858.
Och I 1858.
Lost second time for the election to Senate.
Tappade han för andra gång valget till senaten.
At this time he wrote to his friend.
På denna tiden så skrev han till sin vän.
I'm the most miserable man on the earth.
Jag är den mest miserable man I världen.
If what I sense right now.
Vis det jag upplever akkurat nu.
Would be distributed equally among all living on the earth.
Hade blivit fördelat likvärdigt över alla människor som lever I världen.
There would not stay any happy faces left on the planet.
Så hade det inte varit ett enaste glad uttryck och spore på hela planeten.
Two years later.
2 år senare.
He became the president of the United States.
Så blev han president I USA.
Went down to history as one of the greatest presidents.
Och genom historien en av USA:s största presidenter.
He had so many opportunities to give up.
Det var alltså så många möjligheter.
Winston Churchill. At the age of 62.
När han var 62 år gammal.
He finally became the prime minister.
Blev han äntligen statsminister.
Of Great Britain.
I England.
He wrote a famous speech.
Han skrev sin berömda tal.
Never give up.
Aldrig ge upp.
Thomas Edison. Failed 1,000 times at inventing the light bulb.
Misslyckades tusenvis av gånger I att utveckla lyspära.
He himself said.
Selv sa han.
I did not fail at it.
Jeg mislyktes aldri.
I just found 1,000 steps that don't work.
Jeg bare fant tusenvis av måter som ikke fungerte.
And they brought me, you know, one step closer to another.
Og alle disse tingene brakte meg et steg nærmere til å utvikle lyspæra.
Albert Einstein did not learn to speak until he was 4 years old.
Han klarte ikke å tale eller snakke før han ble 4 år gammel.
His parents considered him subnormal.
Hans foreldre anså han for å være underutviklet.
His teacher said he was mentally slow and unsocial.
Læreren hans sa denne følgende dommen at han var mentalt tilbakestående. Han var sløv eller treg til å lære.
Finally he was thrown out of the school.
Til slutt så ble han kastet ut av skolen.
Did not get into university.
Han kom ikke inn på universitetet engang.
Well, finally he did learn to speak.
Til slutt så lærte han seg å snakke.
And do a little math as well.
Og lærte seg litt matematikk også, faktisk.
So, friends, I want to repeat one more time.
La meg bare gjenta en gang til.
God is faithful.
At Gud trofast.
And as a smart engineer.
En smart ingeniør.
He has calculated the strength of the beams of your life.
En som en smart ingenjör som har beräknat styrkan på alla stöttebjälken I livet.
As a wise architect and a builder.
Som en vis arkitekt och byggningsman.
He knows exactly how much you can bear.
Så vet han nøyaktig hur mycket du klarar att bära.
So those difficulties in your life are not by chance.
Slik at de vanskelighetene som I livet ditt ikke tilfeldige.
In the gym,
I et treningsstudio,
you can choose your difficulty level.
Så kan du velge hvilket treningsnivå du vil begynne på.
But in life,
men I livet,
difficulties choose you.
Så det vanskelighetene som velger deg.
Joseph didn't choose betrayal.
Josef valgte ikke å bli bedratt.
He didn't choose pit. You know the pit, the well he was thrown in.
Han valgte ikke å hamne ned I denne brønnen.
He didn't choose the false accusations.
Han valgte ikke disse falske anklagene.
Or imprisonment.
Eller fengsel.
David didn't choose Goliath.
David valgte ikke Goliath.
It just came on his way.
Det bare var der I veien hans.
So the real strength of your life.
Den virkelige styrken I livet ditt.
Cannot be considered.
Kan ikke bli antatt utifra.
Just by what responsibilities you choose.
De ansvar du tar på
deg. What challenges you take on.
Eller de utfordringer du tar på deg.
But through what challenges choose you.
Men utifra hvilke utfordringer som velger deg.
Because my Bible says.
For at min Bibel sier.
God doesn't allow you to be tempted or tested.
At Gud lar deg ikke fristes.
Beyond what you can bear.
Utover det du kan bære.
If those challenges have been given to you.
Hvis de utfordringene har blitt gitt deg.
Then God considers you to be able to do, deal with it.
Da anser Gud deg I stand til å håndtere det.
You know when we pray.
Når vi ber.
We shouldn't pray for lighter burdens.
Så kunne vi be om lettere byrder.
Burdens in life won't become lighter.
Men byrder blir ikke lettere.
What we need to pray.
Det vi heller trenger å be.
Is for a stronger back.
Er for en sterkere rygg.
That you can bear those.
At du kan bære
byrdene. If you grow.
For når du vokser.
Then you can bear those things and those don't even seem to be burdens.
Så kan du bære disse byrdene, og de vil ikke oppleves som byrder lenger en gang.
God doesn't necessarily remove challenges away from your life.
For Gud fjerner ikke utfordringer fra livet ditt.
But he makes you stronger.
Men han gjør deg sterkere.
That you can bear those.
Så at du kan bære byrdene.
And soon they don't even seem to be burdens any longer.
Og snart så merker du ikke det som en byrde lenger.
Why?
Hvorfor?
You've grown.
For du har vokst.
That's the purpose of God.
Det hensikten for
Make
Gud.
You grow.
Og la deg vokse.
Take all weights and dumbbells away from gym.
Ta man bort alle disse manualene og alle vektene
And you don't exercise your strength against those difficulties.
Og hvis ikke du trener deg mot disse vanskelighetene.
And you never grow.
Da blir du jo ikke noe sterkere.
No use.
Du blir ikke brukelig.
To go to the gym for 13 years.
Du kan ha gått treningsstudiet I 13 år.
And just sit on the dumbbell.
Og du har bare sittet ned.
You know. You won't grow.
Du vokser ikke av det.
The only place that grows is around here somewhere.
Det eneste som vokser området her.
But God is faithful.
Men Gud trofast.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God has made you a winner.
Gud har skapt deg til en vinner.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Ære til Gud.
When I was a young boy.
Når jeg var en ung gutt.
Just few weeks ago. No.
Bare for noen uker siden.
When I was really young.
Jeg var virkelig ung da.
I liked to make out of plasticine. This is a soft material.
Yeah.
Warriors.
Jeg likte å lage krigere av sånn plastina leire.
And my aunt's son had done that. I'd seen that. I liked it. I did it myself.
Jeg hadde sett min tantes sønn hadde gjort dette her. Jeg likte det, så jeg begynte å gjøre det selv også.
And I used like little, you know, spears and needles to be the spears and swords and
hadde nåler som skulle være spyd og sverd og skjold og alt dette her.
Oh, I had such a good time, you know. Just by myself, I could play with hours, you know, these guys fighting with each other.
Oh, jeg kunne holde på I timesvis med disse her krigerne som kjempet mot hverandre.
And I made every one of them.
Alle sammen av dem.
Myself.
Lagde jeg selv.
But for some reason.
Men av en eller annen grunn.
I made this one guy.
Så lagade jag en av dessa typerna.
Didn't look any different.
Han såg annorlunda ut.
Didn't have better equipment.
Han hade inte bättre utstyr.
But I made him to be the winner.
Men jag skapade han, lagde han till att vara den som skulle
right
vinna.
From the beginning.
Helt från begynnelsen.
For some reason.
Av en eller annen grunn.
I just decided.
Så bestemte
I decided.
Jeg besluttet.
I make him the winner.
Han ska vinna.
Before he even fought the fight.
Før kampen var kämpet.
So when we did fight,
så når kampen begynte,
and this my guy,
og denne karen min,
got wounded too,
og så ble såret.
I wanted him to be wounded.
Jeg ville at han skulle bli såret.
I wanted him to be a real hero.
Men han skulle være ordentlig helt.
Like in the movies.
Sånn som I filmen, ikke sant?
The hero gets beat up. you know, a lot.
Helten får masse juling.
And at the very last end,
og så mot slutten,
the strongest guy comes.
Så kommer den sterkeste mot
him really
ham,
down to the ground.
Og slår han ned I bakken.
He looks dead.
Og han ser nesten død ut.
And out of nowhere,
og ut av ingen
he
sted,
punches this other guy.
Så reiser han seg opp og slår ned den andre karen.
And he's the winner.
Og han vinner allikevel.
I like that.
Jeg likte det der.
You know, in the movies,
på film,
10 guys come against you and you do karate. And you win them all.
Så kommer det 10 karer mot deg, du har litt karateslag, og så vinner du over alle sammen.
In the movies, of course, they come one at a time against you, you know.
I filmen så kommer det en av gangen mot deg, ikke sant?
But in life, usually 10 guys come all together. Men 10 things come at the
same
time.
I livet så føles det nærmest som at alle 10 kommer på en gang.
But I made one of them to be the winner.
Men jeg hadde laget den ene for å være en vinner.
And when they fought,
og når de kjempet,
sometimes... Because they were made out of plasticine.
Noen ganger fordi at de var laget av sånn plastinasaker.
My guy lost his head a couple of times.
Han mistet hodet, han en karn som jeg hadde laget som helt.
It just came off.
Det var et datt av, ikke sant?
You know, in the process of game playing, you know.
I prosessen av kampens hete.
But I oversaw that.
Men jeg overså det.
I overlooked that.
Det hadde ikke noen ting å si.
I overlooked at the physical laws and natural laws of physics, and I said, This is my man.
Det spilte ingen rolle hva fysiske og psykiske og alle lovene sa. Han sa, dette her han som mannen min.
I stick the head right back to him.
Og jeg satte hodet rett på plass.
It just kept fighting.
Og fortsatte å slåss.
Because I made him the winner.
For jeg laget han til seiersvinner.
He got beaten down.
Han ble slått ned.
He was knocked down.
Han var kuttet ned.
But he was never knocked out.
Men han ble aldri slått
because
ut.
Because I decided.
For jeg hadde bestemt.
He's the winner.
Han skulle vinne.
And God has made you the winner.
Og Gud har laget deg til vinner.
This year is your year.
Dette år ditt år.
And all you need to do.
Alt du trenger å gjøre.
Is not just to give up.
Er å la være å gi opp.
Hold on.
Hold fast.
God is faithful.
Gud trofast.
And you will see your victories.
Och du vill se din seger.
You will see your breakthroughs.
Du vill se ditt genombrott.
I'm an employer.
Jag är en som arbetsgivare.
I'm also in business.
Jag jobbar I förretningslivet också.
If I see in people.
Hvis jeg ser mennesker.
Maybe not all the abilities.
Kanskje ikke alle deres egenskaper.
Not very talented.
Eller kanskje ikke talentfulle.
But if I see faithfulness.
Men jeg ser trofasthet.
If I see that they show up.
Hvis jeg ser at de kommer,
and they never give up.
Og de gir ikke opp.
They speak so much to me.
Så sier det så mye til meg.
Don't you think it speaks God something?
Tror du ikke det da sier masse til Gud når man gjør det samme der?
I can deal with this person.
Jeg kan hjelpe denne.
I can give more.
Jeg kan gi mer til denne personen.
So my encouragement to you.
Så min oppmuntring til deg
For the year of 2013.
For 2013.
Don't give up.
Ikke gi opp.
And you will see your victory.
Og du ser seier.
Because God has decided something about you.
Fordi Gud har besluttet noe om deg.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Halleluja.
Father, we thank you this morning.
Far, vi takker deg denne morgen.
That you have given us sufficient grace.
At du har gitt oss tilstrekkelig nåde.
For each day.
For hver dag.
How we live this day to day.
Hvordan vi lever denne dagen idag.
Will lead us to the next day.
Det leder oss till nästa dag och nästa dag.
And finally to the day of our breakthrough.
Och till slut till genombrottets dag.
The day when our dreams are fulfilled.
Den dag våra drömmar är uppfyllt.
We want to live each day with your wisdom.
Vi vill leva varje dag med din visdom.
Knowingly what is your will.
I det att vi vet vad din vilja är.
Be concerned about.
Att vi är bryr oss om det.
What is your best for us today?
Det som är det bästa för oss idag.
Being obedient to little things.
Ja, att vi är lydiga till de små tingena.
They may not make sense today.
Som kanske inte verkar förnuftigt en gång idag.
But in the context of the whole year.
Men I sett I sammanhang för hela året.
They will make sense.
Så vill de ha inflytelse.
And we trust you, Lord.
Og vi har tillit til deg, Herre.
We commit our lives into your hands.
Vi overgir våre liv I dine hender.
And we make a decision right away.
Och vi tar en beslutning nå med en gång.
That we won't give up.
Att vi vill inte
ge upp. If things delay,
om ting blir försinkat,
we wait longer than we thought.
Så väntar vi längre än vi hade förväntat.
Maybe difficult things come against
us. Kanske vanskliga ting kommer mot oss.
Some circumstances are not favorable.
Omständigheter som inte är I favör av oss.
We can say, bring them on.
Men vi kan bara säga, bring dem in.
We have already made up our mind.
Och vi har tagit en beslutning allerede I vårt sinne.
We will stick in there.
Vi vil stå fast I
we
kampen.
Will be lasting longer than those difficulties.
Vi kommer til å holde ut lenger enn problemene.
Because greater is the one inside of us.
Fordi større han I oss.
Than any difficulty around us.
Enn noen vanskeligheter
and
rundt oss.
And for that we give you great glory and praise and adoration,
Lord. Og derfor gir vi deg all ære, all pris og all opphøyelse, Herre.
Bless every person in this building.
Velsign hver og en her I bygget
I dag.
I denne kirken, Herre.
And pastor the leader here.
Og pastoren også, Herre.
And let everything in this year be for your glory.
Og la alt være for din ære, Herre.
We pray that in the mighty name of Jesus.
Det ber vi I Jesu mektige navn.
Thank you so much.
Takk, Herre.
It has been an honor.
Det har vært en ære, Herre.
To be here.
Å være her.
Thank you, pastor.
Takk, Herre. Takk, pastor.
And God bless you.
Amen. Gud velsigne dere.